الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead Him astray. And whom Allah leads to stray, there is none who can guide Him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O he who believes, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as Muslims, we should always be striving to be better mu'min believers. And we should always be striving to find a deeper meaning in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in His book. And this is how we can measure the progress that we've made. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever seeks an increase in understanding, He will give them an increase in understanding. So today, inshallah, we'd like to take an ayah from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to enhance our understanding of the ayah in a deeper way, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, أَوْزُ بِلَهِ مِنْ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ مَنْ دَلَدِي يُقْرِضَ اللَّهَ قَرْدًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ وَهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ صلاه الله عليه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, who is he that will loan to Allah a beautiful loan? For Allah will increase it manifold to his credit, and he will have besides a liberal reward. This ayah is usually associated with material things, and this is proper. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask the people to give and to spend in the cause of Allah, and it is said that in this, when this ayah was revealed, Abu Darda had a garden that had 600 palm trees. And he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, is it really possible to loan, give a loan to Allah? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. He said, well then, I loan my garden of 600 palm trees to the cause of Allah. And at this time, his wife and his children were living in this garden. And there's several verses to the story, but the one is in the tafsir in Kathir, said that he went to the garden and he told his wife and his children they had to leave. So you pack up your things, you have to go. Leave this garden because I've loaned it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the verses said that his wife was eating, about to eat one of the dates, and he told her, don't eat it. So the down. This is the gospel lie. And she told him that he made a good bargain. And they packed up their things and they left. Alhamdulillah. This is a beautiful example of how Muslims and mu'min react to the advices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should all try and emulate this type of behavior when an opportunity to work in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is presented to us. This our first instinct should be to try and take advantage of it. But let us look at this act of Abu Darda a little deeper and understand that before this act took place, some other things had to happen. First of all, he had to believe in Allah. And he had to believe in the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once he established his belief in Allah, his belief in the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he heard and he got this advice through the Rasulullah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he had to submit his will to that advice. Because I'm sure there were other people that heard it and had things to give that didn't give anything. But his will was so subjugated to Allah, in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he immediately thought of the best thing that he had in terms of property, and that he should loan this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the meaning of submission is. Of Islam, submission. If you look in the dictionary, it says submission means to surrender to the will or the authority of another. It means that you end your program, you end your willfulness, and you submit that to the will of another. In this case, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Muslims, this is what our first act should be after La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But we know that we have our own interests and our own desires that conflict a lot of times with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to do. There's a story, I know it's not from this time, I've heard it before I became Muslim, but it illustrates this kind of conflict that we have a lot of times, particularly for the believer. And it talks about a man who was walking across the lawn, and his lawn was across the high cavern, and he fell off the lawn, and he grabbed hold on to it. And he was hiding there, and he said, "Oh God, please save me." And it said the voice came to him and said, "Let go." Now this is counterintuitive. You know he didn't want to let go, but he asked Allah to help him, so you have to do what Allah said to do. And this is how our desires are in conflict with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In many instances, that we always have to fight with ourselves. We have to make ourselves follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whereas our desires, we're always willing to follow these. So when we understand that, yes, before you can give your money and give your time and give your life and give anything that you have, you must first have given to Allah your will. And look at the beauty of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the will that He's asking you to loan to Him. He gave it to you. And He says if you loan it to Him, He will increase it manifold to your credit. He will take that will that you gave to Him and instruct it in what it's properly sufficient for it to do, will give it instruction, train it so that it becomes really responsive to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will benefit from that. You will get the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached to doing the hasana, to being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He will give you a generous reward besides. Which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to long with your will to Him, because He will not compel you to do this. He will not compel you to obey Him in things where you have a choice. Of course, when you, you know, birth and death and things like that, we don't have a choice in. Yes, but things between that where we have a choice, He will not compel you to do these things. But He asks you to loan to Him. And He says it's beautiful if you loan it to Him. And He will instruct it. He will teach you how to submit to Him. And then give you benefit from the submission. And then give you the Jannah. The Jannah. The paradise for your submission to Him. You haven't invested anything of your own other than you got rid of your own desires. But that's all you have. Alhamdulillah. So you see the understanding of this ayah can be raised up from just the material aspect of things to look at the accurate aspect of things. And that will allow you to even give more of your material things to separate you from your attachment to the material things that you have. Because Allah says, really, man is violent in his love of wealth. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, verily, man is violent in his love for wealth. So Allah is teaching us how to be citizens of the Jannah. How to break our attachment to this hayati dunya. To only understand that this is a proving ground, a training ground, a ground where you make a record for yourself. But it's not the end of everything. And so many people act as if it is. Believers and unbelievers, no, particularly unbelievers, because they have no knowledge. But believers as well, they get attached to this human nature thing. Allah gave us this kind of this kind of character, so that we can get the reward of breaking it, breaking our connection to it willingly, and trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who made all of this, that we will be successful even separated from this dunya. All we need is Allah. When you said Allah, Allah is sufficient for me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the advice that He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fear Allah as you should be feared. And do not die except in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It takes practice. None of us knows the hour or second that we're going to die. So it takes practice. We must constantly be in practice for this yaqeen, the certainty of death. And the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this advice to give us impetus to pursue what is important from the standpoint of the creation. Because Allah didn't create you for this dunya. He created you for the akhirah. He created you for Himself. No, you love the life of this world. It has to be broken. That love has to be broken. Doesn't mean you have to throw it all away. You can do that under the law. But there's some things from this dunya that you do need. But your love for it, your make it your primary goal, this is not it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written the rizq of everyone. You will get what Allah has written for you, whether you run after it or not. If you don't run after it, it has to come to you. If you run after it, Allah will let you catch what He has written for you. But what we want to do is get past the means, the aspect, the mean. We want to get past that. And we want to see the cause. We want the cause. We want the cause of everything. We want to be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophets and the malaika and the righteous people, and far, far away from the hellfire and the unbelievers and the people who do not believe in Allah or do not practice the deen as Allah said they should be practiced. So, inshallah, when we read the book of Allah, let us try and understand some deeper meanings other than just the words that are on the page. Yes, they have meaning, but there's no end to the depths of understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written into His Word. There's no limit to the applicability of that. The only limit you have is your level of taqwa and your own physical self. And Allah has taken care of that. He said, whoever wants an increase in taqwa, an increase in knowledge, or an increase in understanding, ask Allah, and He'll give it to you. But if you're not interested in that, then you become like the Bani Israel when they became arrogant and they said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they said, our hearts are the wrappings of the words of Allah. We don't need anything else from you. So, don't get limited. Don't get limited. Open your understanding to as much as you can possibly understand, and then ask Allah to give you more and give you the will of all who act on that increase and understand. أقول قال هذا واستغفر الله لك واستغفر الله لك واستغفر الله لك. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق من يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Invited to our interfaith service, I guess we call it, the day before Thanksgiving. And the theme of that service was, you know, what the world needs now. And of course everybody, you know, said, well, you know, they need love, it needs promise, it needs brotherhood, it needs this. One lady even said it needs pie. So I'm doing that. But again, as Muslims, we understand that the world is perfect. Allah put in everything that is needed to sustain human life and itself. But the people of the world, we have to make that separation. They need taqwa. You need God consciousness. And that's what I told them. You need God consciousness in every aspect of your life. You have to know that Allah sees and hears and knows and provides and listens and records and helps. And there's no aspect of your life that is not under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is tough. And if the people of the world that have had that, and as we as Muslims work to increase that, then yes, the world will be a better place to work and make your record in, but you still have to do it. You still have to do the work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, كلنا صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, truly my prayer, my sacrifice, my life, and my death are all for Allah, the cherisher of the world. Inshallah, if we keep these ayat in mind and work to fit into this description as best as we can, because that's why Allah gave it to us as an example for us to follow, then alhamdulillah, we can say these ayat apply to me, and I'm trying to maintain and sustain and even make it more applicable to me. This is what the life of this world is about. No matter what you're doing, don't get distracted by your work or by your family or by your relaxation, your recreation. All of these things are just different arenas in which you have to practice the same principle. No matter what you do, if you're a trash collector, you should collect the trash with the knowledge that Allah sees how you do it. And you should do it right. And if you see some way to help somebody while you're collecting trash, or someone's thrown something away that may be valuable, you know how to do it. Again, it's the taqwa that makes you return it, makes you do what's right. No matter what you do, if you're a biker, a millionaire, Allah sees and knows what you do. So inshallah, may Allah help us to gain insight into the meaning of his book, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that he created this book only so that mankind would know La ilaha illallah. And this is the only message that's in the book of Allah. La ilaha illallah. And then there's instruction on how you should react to that and understand it. اللهم اشفع للمسلمين والمسلمين والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك سميع قريب مجيب دعواتنا رب العالمين. ربنا انا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للايمان ان امنوا بربكم فامنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وطبع على الابرار. ربنا واتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامه انك لا تخلف الميعاد. عباد الله، ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى